Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning and grand rising, rich rising to all my morning motivators out there. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and welcome to the Morning Motivation. This is a segment of the Brittany the Host podcast, and I'm super excited to be here with you guys this morning. I hope that you guys are blessed. I had a very long night, so if your girl looks tired, that's because I am. I ain't going to even lie to y'all, but that is okay. We are up bright and early for the Morning Motivation. If you guys did not know, we stream live each and every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so I hope that you will join us live. If not, if you never make it, say you're in a different time zone, a different part of the world, that is totally okay. You can always catch the replays on my YouTube channel, the full action replays. And then if you're listening from my podcast, from Spotify, Apple Music, and all your streaming platforms, then you can listen there anytime. This is the third season, for those of you who do not know, of the Brittany the Host podcast. And we just brought it live. So I'm super excited to be here. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. If this is your first time watching, go ahead and let me know where you are watching from. And welcome, welcome, welcome. You are about to join an amazing squad. Please do not forget to subscribe, hit the thumbs up button. Don't forget to share these live streams with anybody you may just think that may get something out of what we have to talk about every single morning. Okay, so not going to lie, Cooking with Raw gave me or ignited this idea of getting out of your comfort zone. So yesterday, when we were wrapping up yesterday's topic, which was really good, you guys go check out yesterday's live stream. But she mentioned that she wanted to start a YouTube channel, but she felt like with her 9-to-5, she just did not have time. And so today's topic is all about getting out of our comfort zones and getting uncomfortable to get to where we want to go, get the things that we want to get, to make the money that we want to make, and all of the above. So before we jump into it, we're going to go ahead and do our morning prayer, then our morning shout outs, and then jump back into the topic. So super excited. Go ahead and load up the comments. Thank you guys so much. I see you guys. Again, if this is your first time watching, go ahead and put it in the comments. And then also, if you are not religious, spiritual, or you do not subscribe to the Christian denomination, it is okay. You are still welcome here. I hope that it is okay that I pray for you anyway. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up for another day. Thank you for all the blessings and the good memories and the amazing times that you're allowing us to have right here, right now. Help us be present. Help us seek your way and do things that are pleasing in your sight. Pray that we keep one foot in front of the other and that we lead with love at all times. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 Wake up, wake up, wake up. Good morning, you guys. All right, so let's go to the shout outs. Brandy, good morning. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Norma. Good morning, KK Grand Rising. Good morning, Nana. Happy Tuesday. Taco Tuesday for some of us. And good afternoon and good evening to all of my international watchers, because we have some. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, May. Good morning, TK Janie. Have a good Tuesday. Good morning, hallelujah, blessings. Good morning, Kiki, Grand Rising. Good morning, Kayla. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, She Amber. Thank you guys so much for joining. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope that you guys are doing well. Okay, so we're going to jump in today's topic. So I know she's not on yet. Normally she comes around in the end, but this is really all about getting out of your comfort zone. And Kiki kind of inspired this too. But getting outside of your comfort zone, a lot of times in life, you know, it's easy to get in the rhythm and the mundaneness and the monotony of doing things the same, going to the same places all the time, eating and ordering from the same restaurants and being around the same people, which is there's nothing wrong with having a routine. There's nothing wrong with, you know, enjoying the things that we enjoy and being around people that we like to be around. However, I have been challenging myself for a while now to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Again, get comfortable being uncomfortable in all situations, whether it be your relationships, like being okay with having the uncomfortable, hard conversations that need to happen to understand one another, being uncomfortable to tell somebody else, I don't know what you're referring to. I don't know what you're talking about, you know, not not always needing to have the answers or not always needing to have the right questions, just getting comfortable. Good morning, Ashley. Getting comfortable with doing things differently, saying, like again, saying you don't know, going to a new place, going down a different road. What could you do? And I want you guys to all think about it. Some of you, if you want to share, you can share in the comments, but what could you do to shake things up in your world? What are you doing that is constant day in and day in and day in and day in? Where can you in your life shake it up a little bit? Especially when it comes to starting a new career or embarking on a new journey or a new chapter or starting a business or just whatever you want to do, there is going to be all seasons of being uncomfortable because it's new, because it's something you've never done before. And what tends to happen is sometimes we get so fearful or we get stagnant in the fear of the unknown or what's behind door number two or not having all the answers or not seeing the entire plan. And this is where our faith comes in, right? This is where we have to lean on God and ask Him to order our steps, get us to where we need to go, help us through these processes. And it doesn't have to be that extreme of getting out of your comfort zone. It can be something as small as meeting new people. Like some people haven't had a new friend, met nobody new, talked to anybody new in a very long time. I don't know who I'm talking to. Somebody just is in their comfort zone. And that's okay. But I want to say challenge yourself to discover new things, go to new places, try a new restaurant. When you're on your way to doing something, go a different route. Try new things and get out of your comfort zone. So there will never be a time better than now to start something new, to try something new and to challenge yourself. Let me see. My bad, y'all. Even talking about money and starting new hobbies can be very uncomfortable for some folks. They can get into the zone of going back into their shell and not speaking out, not challenging the things that they've done. I had no idea. So we were talking about yesterday, the book, Everybody Should Be a Millionaire by Rachel Rogers. I'm a hermit. We were talking about the book, Rachel, Everybody Should Be a Millionaire by Rachel Rogers, which is our week's book giveaway. So if you guys want to enter the giveaway, all you have to do is go into my Instagram bio at Brittany the Host and enter to win. I seen some of you guys, and I do still owe you guys the link. I said I was going to have it today. Unfortunately, yesterday I didn't get to do it, but I will have the link for those of you who do not have Instagram that do want to enter. So I'm so sorry, you guys. Please be patient with me with that, but I will get it to you so you can enter the book giveaway. But in that book, she talked about how uncomfortable people are with talking about their money or even checking their bank account statements or understanding their spending habits. And because people are uncomfortable, they go into their hermit shell. They'll just ignore it or just act like it doesn't exist or just keep doing the same things and same things and same things. If we want to change, if we want to grow, we have to be challenged. We have to do the things that are uncomfortable. And the more you get comfortable being uncomfortable, the easier it is to be in these situations, in these spaces, to go up to people and to say, hi, who are you? How's your day? Or just to ask questions. One thing about me, I am not shy, but that came from years of being forced to not being shy. For those of you who don't know, I spent a lot of my childhood moving around from one city to the next. I don't know how many different schools I went through or went to my entire life. But what I loved about that is I didn't like it then as a kid, right? And I always tell people that have children, don't be afraid to move. Don't be afraid to take your kids outside of their comfort zone. And they have to establish new friendships and have to learn different places. Because I know people will trap themselves in a location for children. I understand that stability is important. I'm not saying don't have your stability, but don't let that be the deciding factor whether you move or not. Because what it teaches kids and what it taught me, or at least what it taught me, I can't speak for all the kids in the world, right? But for what it taught me was that, hey, if you want friends, you have to go make friends. When I would show up on the first day of school, I would have to go up to somebody and talk to them because school had already started. Everybody had their friend groups. And if I wanted to at least leave school the first day of my first day of school with one friend, I had to be the one to initiate the conversation. So subconsciously growing up, knowing this thing, I don't know how I knew this, but that was just my goal. On the very first day of school, when I would start, hey, you need to meet at least one friend. Because if you meet one friend, then you're good to go. Then you won't be by yourself. So I got, that's kind of how I've always done things, whether it be at an event, if I go out by myself, I've traveled by myself, so many things by myself, getting outside of my comfort zone. But because I did it as a kid, it just made it easier as an adult. It was easier to move as an adult. I have a whole series on how to move on my channel. And it just, I never understood or never realized how many people had not explored different places, tried new cities, just got up and moved. And they were very fearful of not knowing what was on the other side, not knowing what was in the next city or if they would make new friends or where they would live. And they had all these questions, which is really normal, right? You're not going to just move to Alaska not knowing nothing about Alaska. But how that fear and not knowing the answers to those questions and how uncomfortable it was kept them in their zone, kept them, you know, being hermits and staying right where they are. But I want to challenge you, if you are a person who's not comfortable with being uncomfortable, challenge yourself at least daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, something of getting outside of your comfort zone, trying something new, not letting fear rock you or stop you from moving in that direction, from going in that direction, from putting one foot in front of the other, heck, from talking to that person. I was talking to a group of guys and they were saying how women are super scared of rejection. So, and men too, but how women are super scared of rejection and how women won't initiate anything when it comes to, not all women, we know that's not all women, right? But how women tend not to initiate conversations or initiate approaching a man first. Now this is the dance to this thing, right? I don't think a woman should ever chase a man or hunt a man down or, you know, anything like that. But there is a way that you can get out of your comfort zone to make this man know that you're available and acknowledge his presence without being too thirsty, without, you know, coming off as clingy or anything like that, which I think is a skill that a lot of women should possess. Because if you are not fearful of rejection, if you're not fearful of people telling you no, because everybody's not going to like you, men, women, I don't care how pretty you are. I don't care what you have, what your body looks like. BBL, no BBL, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Everybody's not going to like you. But having that know-how in the back of your mind and approaching people or just introducing yourself first. I don't know how many people have never done that, have never just been up and say, hey, my name's Brittany, what's your name? Or, hey, your outfit is really cool. Or just speaking to people first and getting out of that zone of feeling judged or worrying about what somebody else has to say about you walking up to somebody or talking to them or doing something first, or I don't know. I'm just a very adventurous, spontaneous, I'll go after it. But it came after years of making myself uncomfortable or being forced to be uncomfortable has cultivated this, I guess I don't have that barrier when it comes to fear, when it comes to speaking, when it comes to talking to people. It's something that I've always had to do out of survival. But if you have not had that and you've been able to be in your comfort zone, it's still okay, but challenge yourself to get out of there. Because if you don't, you're going to continue to have the same experiences. You're going to continue to have the same job. You're going to continue to have the same friends, which you should. But I feel like as we grow older, we have to expand. When you expand your circles, you expand your mind. When you expand your conversations, you expand not only your mindset, but your money. It's a lot that comes with getting out of your comfort zone. There's not a whole lot that you can do in your comfort zone without Without just life being kind of dull, to be honest, or just life always being the same. So let's see what Kiki says. Kiki says, I finally took the leap of faith to share my story to help and heal others through their trauma on IG. Getting in front of the camera is mind-blowing or scary, but I know it's going to be worth it. Podcast coming soon. Go, Kiki. Yes. Love it. And honestly, this is amazing because too many people will hold back from their fears or hold back from doing the little things, either getting in front of a camera, hiring somebody, starting their YouTube channel, all off of fear of what others would say or how they may look or how they may. And it's just like, we're worried about the wrong things. We got to get out of our comfort zones and doing what we got to do. Can you link the playlist for moving? I'm looking to move to Houston. It's so funny. I actually have a video coming out about like the pros and cons of cities. Houston is one of them. The playlist is linked on my channel and I revamped it for you all. So if you go on my channel and you go on the main page, it'll say playlist, go down to moving and the moving playlist is there. I talk about how to move, how to get over your fears, the steps to move. I give y'all the whole gamut. If you ever want to move across the country, what to look for when you move, what to save for, all of these things, all of that are in those videos. Yes, I'm so proud of. I'm really proud of Kiki as well. She is getting out of her comfort zone and making things happen, and that is the most important part. Good morning, Yolanda. Good morning, Angie. But it's really tapping into a side of yourself or just pushing back the fear. If you're a person that's very fearful of getting out of your comfort zone or trying something new, like some people won't start channels or start a podcast or, you know, make things for Instagram, or they'll tell themselves they're too old or they can't or whatever the case may be. And it's only because of our fear. It's fear-based. It's unsettling to do something different. It's unsettling to get out of your comfort zone and not know what's on the other side of it. It's unsettling sometimes to look at those bank statements and those bank accounts and pull back the curtain and see how much debt you're in, or form a plan to just do something different. Remember yesterday we talked about how can we increase our income? There's so many times, often and not, that we don't expand ourselves and grow outside of ourselves. And I will say a big part of it is because of a lot of us do not really know who we are. You know, a lot of us have no idea who we are. We know who God is. We know what we want, kind of, because I feel like you really don't know what you truly want if you don't know yourself. But there are a lot of people who really don't know themselves, and they don't ask, there's certain questions that they haven't asked themselves. And the way I know this is through my 555 transformation. So it's a 5-week program that we have, a coaching program. I'm actually hosting a two-hour webinar on June 15th. Grab your tickets. The link is down below. I will, And one of the pillars I talk about is self. And in my 555 transformation coaching, which I do with five amazing individuals every single 5 weeks. The next 555 transformation course that we have, if you want to take the five week program, is coming up on June 23rd. So make sure that you guys book your one-on-one coaching consultations to see if you're a good fit, to see if it's something that's really truly for you. You'll get a syllabus. There's modules. Every week you hit a different pillar. And the number one I start with is self. I start with self first because I noticed that people knew everything about everyone else. They knew everything about what they felt they believed in God and what they felt like they wanted in a relationship and a partner, but they didn't know who they were. They didn't know what their desires were, what triggers them, what makes them fearful, what makes them happy, what brings them joy. There's so many questions. My 555 Transformers, y'all know that first module of questions about yourself makes you stop and think. It's very deep. And it showed me that that's not a bad thing, but often and not, it's just easier not to deal with ourselves. It's easier to stay in our comfort zones, tell ourselves this is who I am, and not grow outside of that scope and keep pushing and keep growing. So I really challenge everyone to get out of your comfort zone as much as possible. And if you haven't thought about it, how can you start small? Where could you go that's new? Is there a restaurant that you've always wanted to try that you haven't tried? Or do you have to read 7,000 reviews, watch 8,000 TikTok videos to make sure that this is the right decision? Or will you just go for it? I just tell everybody, sometimes you don't need all the answers. You just have to go for it. May said, I'm getting out of my comfort zone by promoting myself on Instagram. I've been pushing it off, however, and I started posting my content yesterday. Trust the process. Very proud of you, May. I'm super excited for your new journey. It's very uncomfortable. I know Kiki was asking me yesterday, like, how do you get comfortable talking on camera? Y'all, it took years. Y'all, if I post, I don't even know. I think I took my very first video down. My very first YouTube video was horrible. Couldn't talk. Makeup was horrible. It just was bad. When you're starting new things, it's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to come out or turn out the way you think it's going to turn out. You're going to be awkward, especially the girls who are going after YouTube and podcasts and all of that. When you initially start recording yourself, you initially start hearing your own voice, it can be very like cringy. It can be very like, I even kind of cringe when people are watching my content when I'm in the room. Like, I don't mind when people watch it when I'm not there. But if I'm in the room and I hear my voice, it bothers me still to this day. But with everything, with all that being said, don't allow that to hold you back or stop you from going after it. Because eventually it goes away. Eventually you stop caring. Eventually, the more you do it, the more you practice, the more you step in front of the camera, the more you talk on your podcast, the more you go live on Instagram, the more you post, the easier it just gets. It becomes second nature. Sometimes it's very awkward when you go live and nobody's there. I do that all the time, you know. And the point is not worrying about what you think you look like. That's like a big key too. This can fall in all arenas when it's getting outside of your comfort zone, whether you go to a restaurant by yourself or you go to the movies by yourself, which I've done, go on vacation by yourself. Who cares what you quote unquote look like? And if people are worried about you looking crazy, they're worried about the wrong thing. We can't worry about what possibly people would think. But to be honest, if I can just really be honest here, anytime I've been out by myself or I've done anything by myself, whether it be vacation, moving, I never got a person to tell me, oh my gosh, you're crazy, or look at me or start laughing or anything. The number one response I get is, wow, really? Like, they're inspired. They're more like, you have that much guts to do this by yourself. You have that much guts to go out. And I always hear, good for you. That's what a lot of people say. Brittany, good for you. You know, you did this by you. You went out by yourself. You did that by yourself. Like, nobody's sitting in a mysterious corner laughing or pointing at you or on the other side. For if anything, they're going to be inspired by you getting out of your comfort zone, by you taking the steps. You're going to inspire those around you. And wow, I always wanted to start a channel, and you started a channel, inspired me to start a channel. Like, you have no idea the power that you guys have to impact and be influencers and in your own space, in your own communities, in your own, you know, in your own world. You know, we create our own worlds. We make our own, we manifest the things that we want and we attract, right? So getting out of that comfort zone is going to not only help you get closer to your goals, but it's going to inspire the people around you. It's going to inspire maybe your friends, family, people that have always wanted to do something too. And because you did it, because you bet on yourself, you took that leap of faith, you leaned on God and went for the unknown, is going to inspire so many people. I was talking to a friend the other day. Her name is Chanel. And we both grew up in the Bay Area. And we were going down the laundry list of all the people we knew and where everybody was now, because we hadn't seen each other since like middle school. And we came across a few people, and it was, they were in a different, they're in a different culture, in a different race. But I was like, man, I remember when that person was going to be a doctor at 12 years old, and they're a doctor to this day. And I was like, that has to be really cool knowing what kind of life path you're going to go down at a kid, as a kid. And she looked at me and she said, for some, yes. But she said, one of her friends that is a doctor said, being a doctor isn't hard because the path is laid out for you pretty much. Now, we know that studying as a doctor is hard, right? That's not what she meant. She meant the path of being a doctor is easy because if you go to school, you take these classes and you do really well, then you go to this school, or you go to medical school, you take the classes, you know, and go up and so forth. And she said, what's hard is going against the grain and doing things yourself. And I was talking about people that were determined to be a doctor, because Shalina gonna be a doctor and she gonna be a great doctor because that's what she wants to do. But what I meant by that was, what the person was saying is taking your own path, going against the grain, doing things your way and getting out of your comfort zone, what, no matter what that is 10 times more terrifying and harder than sticking to the path that's laid out in front of you, you know. And we were talking about the difference between having, like, us having American parents, not being, and then immigrant parents, or our friends that had immigrant parents. Because when you have parents who, and I don't have an immigrant parent, but from my friends who have immigrant parents, they do not play about their education. They do not play about the plans that they have for their children. They are very aware of the opportunities they have when they come to America, or they migrate to a different country, and they want to capitalize as much as possible on that education system, whatever it is, they want to capitalize on it because they may have not have had that in their home country. And what we were talking about is being an American kid is like, we get to kind of like figure it out. Or if like, we're not first generation, we kind of get to just chase our dreams or go after certain things. And although there's neither one is good nor bad, what she was saying is, sometimes having that pressure of always having to do what's been put in front of you is, it doesn't always bear the best fruit for certain people. So going against the grain, getting out of your comfort zone, sometimes disappointing people to do what is best for you, what's going to make you the happiest, or maybe not even the happiest, but what you feel God has called you to do. Whatever you feel God has placed on your heart to do, whether it is to start the channel, whether it's to go to medical school, whether it's to, I don't know, go date that guy, go do something. We got to get out our comfort zones and try different things. Let's see. Brittany says, now this topic I've been working on, one way I've been getting out of my comfort zone is going to meetups in Atlanta to make friends. My social anxiety keeps me inside. So, okay. And I challenge anybody that has social anxiety. If you don't have a therapist, I would definitely talk to a therapist about it. But if you don't have a therapist, dig deep into where that stems from. Where did that root cause of having social anxiety come from? Did you always have siblings so you never had to like meet anybody new, and you always had like built-in best friends at home? We have to like find the root of when it started, because as kids, you know, we're naturally just, unless we're like super shy child, we're naturally going to go up and talk to another kid and introduce ourselves. You know, you ever seen kids on the playground? And they'll just like, some of them will waddle up to each other and wave. And then, you want to play? Do you want to play? Right. And they'll end up going to play and being BFFs and stuff on the playground. So where did that start? Like anybody with social anxiety, anybody who's like, oh, I would look so stupid if I did that by myself, which you wouldn't. You would actually look like a superhero and a rock star. But I would look crazy. Like, where did that stem from? Sometimes it's our childhood. Sometimes it's because we've always been in our comfort zone. Like I said, with our siblings, our family, we never had to push outside of those comforts. So really think about, where did that social anxiety first start out? But I'm proud of you for getting out and getting into a new space, Brittany, and meeting new people. But you guys, don't allow something Okay, let me go back a little bit. The reason why I say explore where that root came from, because that's what you do in therapy. You go back and you figure out what happened, what caused the root problem. And then once you say it out loud, once you designate it, once you pinpoint the root cause of the fear and the anxiety, what ends up happening is you reveal to yourself that, wait a minute, the story I'm telling myself doesn't make sense. Or because it was a fear-based thing that I had as a child, it no longer serves me to have that same protective barrier as an adult, right? So say if one time you were a kid and you did approach somebody to play with you and the girl was mean to you and she was a bully and you never did it again, right? That situation could cause a social anxiety, which I don't know anybody's significant circumstance here, but maybe that can cause social anxiety for you. So you vow to yourself at 6 years old that I will never go up and approach anybody ever again. And if we're an adult now and we can go back to the root of it and say, you know what, that was protective mode for 6 year old me, but not 33 year old me or 20 something year old me or 50 something year old me. A lot of times we keep ourselves in these monotonous circles or these wheelhouses of comfort because we're trying to protect our childlike self. And we no longer need those protections as in our adult self, because as an adult, you're not going to approach anybody and get kicked. You're not going to approach anybody and they're going to just be straight off rude. I have never walked up to somebody and they just gave me this. I think one person did, and that's because she thought she was bigger in her mind than who she was, which I cannot stand, but to each their own, right? That really only happened with one person I've ever met. And I met celebrities. Everybody to me is regular degular, but celebrities, regular people, it just doesn't matter. 9 times out of 10, when you approach people, especially if you approach them with kindness or you do something nice, they're going to reciprocate that same energy. And that's what triggers my social anxiety, going to new places by myself. When I push myself to go, I feel so much better. 100%. She said, I went to therapy. It starts from being bullied in middle school, which is why I'm working on it. Good for you. I'm glad that you found the root. I'm glad that you're taking care of it, Britt, but see that exactly. And I didn't even read that, but it started from when we were kids. So the same protections that we're trying to protect ourselves from, and it's so funny because I didn't even read your comment, but that we're trying to protect ourselves from, we no longer need it. And going somewhere by yourself, y'all, it really isn't that bad. I know it can be a little awkward, like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just be by myself? Yes. Just sit there and think. You know how hard it is for us to just sit somewhere and think? Good morning, Ashley. You know how hard it is to just go somewhere and just sit there and just be by yourself and not be on your phone and not be distracted and just watch people? You know how awkward that is now? Before, we used to do that all the time. Just go and watch people. You know, you don't have to stare, but just go and put your phone down and just sit and think. And I mean, worst case scenario, you feel that awkward, you can always look on your phone, right? And you'll be surprised at the people that will talk to you. You'll be surprised at who else is out by themselves, ladies, especially if you're single. If you are single, let me just give y'all some tea. This is going to get off subject a little bit. We're going to get a little, let me drink my water. Let me see. This is a tip for all my single ladies out there. If you are single, right, and you want to meet new, interesting, nice people, you want to get out there and date, things like this, hear me out. You're going to get dressed. You're going to look really, really good. You're going to put on your favorite perfume. Make yourself look as good as you can to be as confident as you can. When you walk out the door, you like, yep, did that. Mm-hmm. Did that, right? Look like a whole entire snack. Then you're going to pick one of your favorite restaurants or a really, really nice restaurant. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. You're going to pick a really, really, really nice restaurant, right? And think about what type of people you want to be around, right? So if it's to me, I like the upscalies. I call them the upscalies, but the upscale restaurants, right? Every upscale restaurant has a bar, every single one of them. You're going to look your best. You're going to put on your favorite perfume. You're going to just be absolutely stunning that day. And you're going to go to a restaurant bar, preferably around happy hour. So four, five, six-ish, right? And you're going to go and you're going to sit there by yourself. You know how many men go to bars by themselves to either meet up with a friend, catch up with a drink, watch the game, unwind after work, grab something to eat before sessions and things like that. And you make yourself more approachable when you're by yourself. When you're always with a friend or you're always with people, you're not looking around because you're into the conversation. You're into what's going on. You're not really paying attention to everybody else that's in the restaurant. Your eyes aren't able to like look up and look around or just, you know, look at the TV or just sit there and think or, you know, and don't be at the bar like this, you know, being unapproachable. No, like hold your chin up, sit high, put your hand just like this on the bar with your drink here. And if you don't drink, it doesn't matter. You can have water, you can have juice. You can have a soda. You don't have to be a drinker to sit at the bar. And then just see. And especially the type of men that you want to date, go to those places. Like, I'm not talking about not TGI Fridays, no shade. I'm not talking about those type of bars. I'm talking about a very nice, the nice restaurants. Like the, I'm going to say Cheesecake and Up. Let's just say Cheesecake and Up. That's where you can find a lot of business people. That's where you can find a lot of interesting, eligible, you know, and in the conversation you ask, you know, their relationship status. So you don't be over there flirting with nobody's husband or boyfriend or something like that. If you care to ask, but just get used to having conversations with random people and you guys will never know how much you can learn, how much you can, you know, anything. And if you want to make the first move or the first initiate the conversation, ask them what they're drinking or compliment their whatever they're wearing. Like, oh, you have really nice shoes. I like those. And then that's it. And it opens up the floodgates if they're interested in having a conversation. So that was my tip for my ladies. I know that was a little off topic, but that's getting out of your comfort zone. And it works, y'all. It works. It works every time. It works. Good morning, Percy. Thank you for the super chat. I had a friend with social anxiety. She thought people were always judging her and making an opinion of her, but it was in her head all the time. Y'all, I'm going to keep it a buck. Nobody really cares about you. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. Not to say that people like your friends and family don't care about you, but nobody's sitting there in the corner laughing or thinking that people are, nobody sitting over there like, oh, who does that girl think she is by herself? Like she looks stupid. Nobody's doing that. Nobody cares about you. Y'all, they're thinking about, even if you're at the bar by yourself, thank you, Percy. They're thinking about what their boss did, what they're going through. Everybody is the star of their own movie. They're not thinking or caring or worrying about you. So if that is stopping you from going out by yourself, doing things by yourself, going to the bar, looking pretty, not a bar, but a restaurant bar, going to someplace looking nice, for anything, they're going to be looking at you because you look good and they want to know who you are for any other reason. That's what they really want to know, is like, ooh, who is this person if they're looking at you? And get comfortable with people looking at you. You know us, y'all, we get so, what you looking at? What are you staring at? Sometimes they're staring at your beauty. Sometimes they're staring in awe because they're like, wow, you're doing this, or you have an aura about you, or when you walked in the room, you're a radiant light. You know, you never know what you ignite in people. So we have to get out of this mentality that people are worried about us, y'all. They do not care. And if they do care, it's they're admiring something. Even if somebody were to say, Even if somebody were to say something negative, it's because you're stirring up an insecurity of theirs on the inside. So you're still inspiring them. Do you get that? Do you get that? Like, it. Nobody, people don't care like that. It's okay. Destiny, thank you, Destiny. Do you find making friends with adults challenging? How do you make friends as an adult? I think that people put too much pressure on it. To me, it's not challenging at all. But when I meet somebody new, right, I don't put pressure on, like, are we going to hang out? Are we going to call each other? Are we going to do this? I just really like when I link up with somebody, for me, real recognizes real. I know what type of woman I am. Destiny, you're the same type of person. I've met you in person years ago. You're the same type of woman, right? I attract dope, down to earth, chill, like just cool women. That's just who I am, right? So real recognizes real. You're normally going to attract the type of woman you are. Because if you're catty, you're going to attract catty, because only catty women like to sit up there and do too much, right? If you're ambitious, you're a hustle, you know, you do YouTube, whatever, you're going to attract those type of people because you're going to have more in common. You're going to talk about things like that. So if you want to start a podcast, YouTube channel, do it so you can be around other like-minded women and you guys can all help each other grow and things like that, right? But you're going to attract like-minded people. So when you meet them, you know, you exchange numbers, you know, if they're cool, their vibe is cool, the conversation was cool, you exchange numbers and then you don't put pressure on it. And when you, if you think about them, hey girl, so nice meeting you, or hey, are you down to go get some drinks? I want to invite you. Just start inviting them, like, hey, we're going to go here, invite them out. Or if you have like a house party, invite them. It's like, you keep it light. It's like dating, but when you don't put any pressure on it, you don't think about it, because you need to get to know this person. And it really takes like a year, 2 years to really start, to me in any ways, from my personal experience of having many solid relationships, it takes a few years to really cement a friendship. Because you kind of have to get to know that person. You kind of have to get to know what moves them, what type of things you guys talk about. And then because the first few times that you want to link, you might not be able to link. And then you'll probably go a couple months and really not hear from each other, maybe see each other on social media. But, you know, I don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call people or text them and say, hey, girl, what you up to? Or, hey, girl, you got a minute? And then as time goes by, then you slowly, you know, build this friendship. But I don't go into it with an expectation of us being BFFs the very next day. No, if we vibe that day and we rocked out, cool. It was great for that moment. We exchange numbers and hopefully as time goes, we gain a friendship. But I really don't call people friends until we're about a year or two in of us knowing each other. I'll say you're my homegirl. We're cool. But to consider you a solid friend of mine, it takes me a little bit, but I don't put pressure on it. And I don't think people put pressure on me. So I don't think it's hard to make friends as an adult, Destiny. I think that people put too much pressure. They have too many expectations and they want too much out of people. I don't expect anything from anybody but respect when I first meet them. So I don't think it's hard to make friends as an adult. I think that people just have high expectations of people, because everybody's not going to be your BFF right off the bat. And I still cultivate and nurture my old friendships. I don't think that somebody new coming into my life needs to replace my solid, like I got solid A1, day one type of women in my life. So long-winded. Do I think it's hard? No, I just think that people aren't willing to go through the process of friendship dating. And that's just linking up from time to time, catching up with each other, talking on the phone, hitting each other up on social media. It takes a little minute. Hey, I'm in town. You want to link for drinks or do you want to meet up, or you know what I mean? And if the person is busy, not being mad or like, oh, I'm not going to call her again. Just, hey, okay, well, I'll hit you up the next time, girl. No worries. I just don't put pressure on my friends to do anything. And I think that that's the thing, is not having pressure to do anything, to show up, to, if they, my friends show up to my party, cool. If they don't, cool too. I just don't let people rock me like that, I guess. So it's not hard for me at all. I make friends very easily, but I think that that's what it is. Yes, making friends with an adult and even networking is extremely hard for me. Brittany, I would get to, get to the root. Well, you already are with therapy, but keep digging at that. Because, and honestly, y'all, it's super easy. All you gotta do is start with a compliment. If you compliment anybody, and you guys can read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. Read that book. But one of the easiest ways to break the ice or to not even introduce yourself, give somebody a compliment. If you see a girl looking good, if you say, yes, sis, or you do one of these, or, you know, compliment them and make it genuine, of course. I have a whole video on, you know, this whole topic, but make it genuine. Compliment. Girl, I love your hair. Oh, your nails are so cute. I love that outfit. Yes, shoes. You know how we are as Black women. You know how what we do. You know how we know how to spice each other up and hype each other up. You know we know how to do that. All you have to do is give somebody a compliment. Immediately the barrier comes down. Now, if they're insecure, you might get a thank you. Maybe, or maybe if they're super insecure, you're not going to get nothing at all. But 9 times out of 10, most women, they'll light up, their guard is coming down. And they're like, you know, when you enter a new space, like say if you're approaching a table or a area where there's a lot of women, approach that area smiling and waving and acknowledging everybody. Hi, how are y'all? How's it going? And then the one-on-one introduction start. Because when you come in there smiling and waving, you're bringing a light energy and people don't think that you're coming, like their guards are now down. Because when you approach a group of women, one, nobody knows who you are sometimes. So if you're approaching, you know, women were always on guard because we have to protect ourselves all the time. We got childhood trauma. You know, we come from places where you can't look at nobody or something going, you know, we have those barriers up, right? So when you approach, if you're approaching a group of women or a table or a scenario, an area, just come in there smiling and waving, hi, 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 hi. And even if they don't smile and wave back, you keep a note of who was friendly and you speak to the friendly girls. Like attracts likes. And you're not there to never feel like you have to win anybody over. Never feel like I have to make somebody my friend or they have to like me. Everybody ain't gonna like you. Everybody don't like me. I don't care. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Everybody doesn't like me. So I just rock with who likes me, right? If you only like chocolate ice cream, you don't care who's over there buying Rocky Road. You just go into the section with the chocolate ice cream. You rock with who rocks with you. And who cares if they don't? I don't really, don't waste too much energy or time focusing on somebody else that you don't know, you don't care about, could care. And if they have an issue, if they're whispering and they're gossiping or their energy is stank, that's their issue. That has nothing to do with you. So that to me, that's kind of how I cleared the deck with that. I don't care because it's not your problem. Y'all, read 4 Agreements. We already read that book. It is not your responsibility to worry about how other people feel about you. Unless your actions are twisting up and stirring up drama, toxic stuff like that. But other than that, if you're being delightful, if you're happy, if you know your intentions are pure and you're just there to have a good time, then everybody else's opinion of you is one, they're not really thinking anything. And two, it's not your problem. Focus on the time you're trying to have, the conversations you're having, the people that you're trying to meet and enjoying yourself. Y'all, when I go out, my goal is never to get people to like me. It's just to have the best time I can have. That's it. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Girl, you missed some good stuff, girl. We was talking about some stuff that you brought up yesterday. I love going out to eat and traveling by myself. It's actually relaxing to me. Absolutely. I do too. I like just going and sitting and having and being in my own thoughts. Waiting to Exhale movie, very much a vibe. Let's see. Oh, y'all had the questions. Okay, I'm going to just go through these questions. We can wrap it up today. You are a great mentor. Absolutely love your advice. Oh, thank you. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Diamond. Definitely, and I'm very social and definitely, it's definitely challenging. I met Destiny because Destiny came up to me and said, hey, And I was like, who is this little spicy, cute little thing? That sounds so old. But I was just like, okay, I love women with confidence. I love women who are bold. It makes me just light up. And if you are bold, or if you are trying to develop a bold head, women appreciate that, y'all. They really do. Because you're going to start attracting like-minded women. Now, all women like that, we know that there are mean girls out there. We know that there are women who, you know, don't do what they should do. That ain't our business nor our problem. We have to focus on the people that like us, and we have to focus on having a good time. We ain't worried about people that's insecure and they got their own issues. That's for their therapist to worry about, not us. Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Honestly, real attracts real people. Absolutely. And the same way, and I don't put any standards or expectations on anyone, because you never know what will happen and you never know what they got going on. I'm very aware that everybody has their own life, right? It's better to just let things flow and be normal. Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to Bumble, and thank you, Destiny. I used to Bumble to try to find friends. They have a BFF version. I wasn't too successful, but just hold on. But just putting that out there. Also, there is Facebook groups out there too. Oh, I use Bumble. Oh, because Bumble has a friendship. All right, girl, I know what that was. Bumble the app. Okay, got you. See, I've never met women on a site before. Like, I've never done the meetup. Well, no, I did do the meetup groups. That really didn't work out for me too well. But that was a problem that I ended up having. And oh, that's another thing too. And it's okay if you don't get along with people, like certain people. Now, if you don't get along with everybody, that's a problem with you. But if you say, if you meet people and you do have a friendship group, and let's just say you do a meetup or whatever, and you fall out with somebody in the group, or you no longer are cool with somebody in the group, or you no longer care about X, Y, Z, you no longer, like, it happens. Everybody ain't meant to be friends. Everybody isn't meant to last forever. Certain friendships don't last forever. So I don't, if I ever fall out with another woman or we have a disagreement, unless you're my friend, I'll try to work it out. If you're not my friend, meaning we don't have skin in the game, meaning two plus years of us really getting to know each other and knowing more about each other than surface level, I can care less. Us hanging out once or twice, I don't consider us friends. I consider us cool, homegirls, right? You're my homegirl. But a friend to me is somebody who knows me outside of social media, who knows me outside of just linking up for parties or events and things like that. Like, do we have conversations outside of this friend zone we've cultivated? Like, somebody thought that we were friends because we had a mutual friend. And I'm very loyal. So I tell people, no, I'm friends with this person, because if she stops being friends with you, then I'm probably not going to see you anymore. But only because me and that girl did not establish a friendship on our own. That's the difference too. And I don't know about y'all, but I really don't like the whole my friend can't have other friends type thing. I think that that's really petty, immature, and teach their own. But I think that's really petty, immature. And who are you to hold your friends hostage from having other relationships and being around other people? I think that that's really toxic and very childish, to say the least. I hear grown women saying, who is my friend hanging out with? And I get it. You want your friend to yourself, but why do you only have one friend? I think that you should have a plethora, because different people bring out different things of you. You can call, I have different friends. Not to say I have different friends for different reasons, but depending on what's going on in my life will determine who I'm picking up the phone for. You know what I mean? Like, if I go to a cool concert, I'm calling Nadine. If I need to vent and get things off my chest, I'm calling Kristen. If I have a business idea, I'm calling Kirsten. If I have, you know, all of my friends serve me in different ways and different lights, but it's all out of love and they all love me. And I feel like that's kind of how we should compartmentalize the people in our lives. Not to say that you can't call them for other things, but there's just certain friends that I lean on in different situations and different scenarios for different things. Vanessa says, I ate by myself the other day and it was really enjoyable. I love to plan self-love days. I love that. Percy says, yes, I agree. My job takes me to different cities, and I never met a stranger who didn't like a compliment, and the conversation begins. Absolutely. Women, that's the quickest way to get a man's attention. Hey, what are you drinking? Those are nice shoes. I like those. That's it. That's all you got to do is just crack open the door. If he's interested, he going to slither through that door. I have different set of friends, and I find it hard to mix in new friends with the day one friends. I usually just keep the group of friends separate. Absolutely. All your friends do not have to be friends. The only time that my friends separately all interact with one another is either if I'm having a house party or a birthday. Either way, they're all off. Now, I will say now one of my friends is going to get closer with one of my other friends because they both now have two girls, so they can relate to one another. But other than that, my homegirl that's not her friend like that. So they're cool. Like, they respect each other when we're all out. We have a good time together if they link up for me. But outside of that, I don't have any expectations to always bring my friends together. No. And I love that, Norm. You know, like, different friends serve different purposes and they can be all separate. I don't have like a clique type group. Yes, I agree. When I went to Pilates class yesterday, a woman was complimenting my body and I felt great. It's definitely easy for me to socialize. I never expect anything. I just love to talk. That's me, Destiny. And Destiny came right up to me and was like, "Hey," and I was like, "Hey." Destiny says, "I don't care either, honestly." Yeah, because it's not our jobs to care. This is a great topic, Britt. Thank you so much, May. I appreciate it. The four agreements really got me out here not talking, taking anything personally. Absolutely, Kiamber. Norm says, "I love this topic. I can't wait to dive into this topic more in our 555 meeting." Yes, 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 yes. I'm super excited. But we're definitely talking about this during relationships and getting outside of our comfort zone. But yes, you guys, we are having the 555 Transformation Live Seminar on June 15th. Go ahead and lock your tickets in. Get them, or y'all get them now. And if you guys want to do the 555 5-week transformation with the five pillars of self, spirituality, health and wellness, finances and relationships, the next 5-week course starts on the 23rd. So you have to lock in a one-on-one coaching session. It's absolutely free to get into one-on-one coaching just to make sure you're a good fit. It's a 30-minute conversation. We go over everything. I send you your syllabus. I give you all of the things that you're going to go over and you start from there. But the next class starts on the 23rd. So you guys better lock it in. And those only have, for the 5-week, it's only 5 spots. Once those 5 slots are done, that's it. So this is our second round right now. We have another meeting on Thursday and we meet every Thursday at 8. So yeah, if you guys are interested, all the links are down below. Edwan said, "When you started recording for the season, how do you start at the beginning of the season and end at the end of the season for a series?" For the podcast, I do it every year. Every year is a season for me. I don't break up the year into different seasons. But some people, just depends on their schedule. They'll do 6 weeks. They can do the TV schedule. I just do a new year, new season. Let's see. Vanessa says, "I'm such a happy person and I can tell that it irritates people who need healing." And Vanessa, that is not your problem, that they're mad that you're happy. Do you imagine how ignorant that sounds? Why is she so happy? "Because I'm happy. You should try it." I'm glad, Vanessa, that you don't take that personally, because that has nothing to do with you. They ain't got nothing to do with you. Keep being happy, girl. She Amber says, "Yes, the whole thing with my friends can't have friends is that's very selfish and it's not right because if you don't work out with that person, you won't have any other friends." Thank you. I never understood that whole my friend can't have other friends. Like, are we 6? Like, I thought we were grown. I thought we were like in our 30s, 20s. I thought we were grown. I don't like possessive people like that in any regard, but teach their own. Do y'all. Everyone needs a break from some friends, and it's good to have multiple friends. I love how you have certain friends for certain things. You can't do the same thing with one person. Absolutely not. And you won't be challenged by one person in the same way you can be challenged by others. So I hope that this was helpful, you guys, this conversation about getting out of your comfort zone. I hope you got some dating tips and some how to meet friends tips, but you guys can do it. And no matter what you want to do, you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to grow, in order to be just a better version of yourself. If you keep doing the same thing, it doesn't mean that you're insane, in my personal opinion. It just means your life is going to be the same. So if you want some spice, if you want to change up, if you want to switch up, you want to push yourself to challenge yourself, try getting out of your comfort zone. Okay. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blessed day. Do not forget to get your tickets to the 555 Transformation. All of the links are down below. If you guys want to join the class and you have to sign up for your 5-week coaching program, do not forget the book giveaway. We are still doing the book giveaway. Again, I owe all of the people that need to enter that don't have Instagram, I owe them a link. I apologize. It is coming, but enter the book giveaway this Friday. I'll be giving away Everybody Should Be a Millionaire by Rachel Rogers. Go ahead and go to my Instagram, and the link is in the bio to how to enter. And I got y'all, I promise. Last night, I ain't gonna lie, I was up really, really late. Really, 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 really late. And I did not get a chance to do it. So I apologize, because I said I was gonna have it today. But I do owe you guys that, and I want to make sure that you guys enter the giveaway. I'd be really shy, and I know I need to get out. So my network grows. Absolutely. Thank you guys. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. I hope you guys have a wonderful Tuesday. Have a happy Taco Tuesday, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.